Welcome back to the Money, Mindset and Business Podcast. If you have been listening here for a while, or if you are new, I would really appreciate it if you could give that subscribe button a click and rate the show on whatever platform it is that you're listening on. Thank you very much. Let's get into the episode. Hi, and welcome back to the Money, Mindset and Business Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about purpose. So when you work with any kind of coach, business coach, and you hear it around quite a lot from influencers and gurus and all that sort of stuff about finding your purpose and living your purpose and understanding what your purpose is. And I don't know about you, but for me, when I was embarking originally on this entrepreneurial journey, I had no idea what my purpose was. I hadn't got a clue. But during my time in studying NLP and timeline therapy, my purpose in life and in business started to become a lot clearer. And this essentially came from understanding why I became who I am right here, right now, based upon the beliefs that we've talked about already on the podcast, and who it is that inspired me as I was growing up. So if I think back to, I mean, you can ask yourselves this question as well. When you were younger, what did you actually want to be when you grew up? For me personally, I wanted to be a pharmacist. That was where my thoughts went. I wanted to be a pharmacist. I wanted to work with chemicals because I loved chemistry and all this sort of stuff. So in my brain, I was like, I want to be a pharmacist. I'm quite clearly not a pharmacist. But when I think back as to what was it about pharmacy that excited me? One of the things was pharmacists earn a lot of money. Pharmacists get to help people. Pharmacists get to deal with, obviously, drugs and chemicals, and they understand the science behind them all. So when I think about it deeply, based upon what it is that I'm doing now, I think the main part of what it was about pharmacy that really drew me in was helping people, because that's what I do now. That's what I do with my business. That's what I do with everything that I'm doing here online and with the podcast and everything else. And I think that was a driver from quite a very young age, wanting to do something with my life that was helping people, supporting people, guiding people in their time of need. So when you think about when you were younger, what did you want to be? And what was it about that specific thing that you liked? Think a little, like, what, go deeply into that kind of thought process and understand if what you're doing now has any kind of connection to what it is that you wanted to be when you were growing up. And what was it about that thing that, you know, drew you in and all that sort of stuff? Let me see it. Please feel free to comment on the community post that's on my Instagram, which is at I am Leah Crowfoot. That will be going out today, same day as the podcast. Or you can send me an email. My email address is leah@leahcrowfoot.co.uk. And I'd love to know your thoughts and to understand whether what you wanted to be when you were growing up, when you were younger, has any kind of mirror kind of collection to what it is that you're doing now. Why do I think it's important to understand your purpose behind your business? If you really think about it, when you're a business owner, there is a lot of stuff that needs to be done. If you think of one of these big corporate businesses, they have whole departments dealing with specific parts of business ownership. So you've got the senior leadership team,
that make all the strategic decisions. So you've got the strategic part of the business. And then you have, say, the finance team. And then you've got a sales team. And then you've got a marketing team. And then you've got the operators, if depending what type of business it is that you're doing. You've got the people doing the actual stuff in the business. And then you've got like an admin team. And when you're a sole business owner like myself, you are everything. And it is so easy for you to get lost in all the doing that needs to be done in your business. You get so lost in doing every single day, trying to keep on top of your social media, keep on top of your email list, make sure your website's up to date, make sure that your offer's good enough, make sure that your accounts are up to date, make sure you're managing the cash, make sure you're doing well on any sales calls that you're having. There's so much stuff to think about that it is so easy to forget the reason why you're doing it in the first place. And that's what leads to this, I'm sure you've heard of it, this burnout. Because we get so stuck and overwhelmed with the doing in the business that we forget why we're doing it in the first place. And the fact of the matter is, we don't need to be doing all the stuff all the time. We are only one person. We need to be living within our capabilities, living within our means, and living within what it is that we are capable of doing around the life that we are trying to create. Entrepreneurs, generally in my world, don't go into business to grow, expand, and blow up and be this global business working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with a massive team of people. They're not the kinds of people that come into my world. A lot of the people that come into my world are building lifestyle businesses. So their purpose is generally around some sort of freedom, time freedom, money freedom, or something along those lines. So what it is they're doing by filling their time with all the stuff and not living the life that they actually want, they're forgetting their purpose and they're not living aligned to the purpose for the reason that they created the business in the first place. Which is why, to me, it is so important for you to understand and remember and remind yourself every single day the purpose for you doing this business. What is it for? Why are you doing it? What is the purpose? We're going to be looking at this topic deeper in my academy on the 8th of April, so next Monday. This is our topic for April. So we're going to be digging deep into our purpose and coming up with a statement or a few statements that shouts out to us and reminds us what our purpose is. I've already done this with a couple of the ladies that are in my academy, and I think it's about time we did it again as a reminder to find out what our purpose was. And I'm going to give you a couple of questions for the podcast to help you try and find your purpose in life. So I've given you one already. So the first question I gave you, which was when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and what was it about that you liked about that particular job, or whatever it is that it was that you wanted to be when you grew up? What was it about it that you liked, and are you living that now in your current life? That's question one. Question two. If you had all the money in the world, what would you spend your time doing? So this is taking the money impact of being a business owner out of it. So you've got money, everything's covered, you are safe, you are secure in your life, in your business, financially. What would you be spending your time doing? It's question two. Question three. So this is quite, it's quite morbid, but it's quite a good question to sit and reflect on. So you're on your deathbed, you're taking the last few breaths, and you're looking back at your life. How will you have spent it? So we're channeling into our future self. We're on our deathbed and we're looking back over our life from then to now. How will you have spent your time? What will you have been doing? Who will you have been with? Where will you have been? And just looking at these three questions will kind of give you an idea as whether you are living your life with your purpose in mind, or whether essentially you are shoulding yourself. And what I mean by shoulding yourself is living up to the expectations of others, living your life for the people instead of yourself. And this is why understanding and knowing and believing in your purpose is so important. I'm going to leave that with you for now. Questions will be in the show notes below. If you would like to come into the Academy, there is an offer for you as a podcast guest. So there'll be a link in the show notes for you to come and join for just £97 for the 2 months. And yeah, that's it. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Are you ready to become a wealth warrior in 2024? If so, come and follow me on Instagram at I Am Leah Crowfoot, where you can find out more about how you can become a wealth warrior through your own money mindset transformation.